Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Thank you for joining us. Before we start, if you want to grab your tarot deck, if you got one nearby, and pull out these cards and lay them out in front of you, because, you know, this is what we're going to be going over. You grab the Empress, grab the Hierophant, grab Justice. Then you want to grab 5, 6, 7 of Pentacles. You want to grab the 2, 3, 4 of Swords. You also want to grab the Magician, the High Priestess, the Wheel of Fortune, and the World card. So, what would that be? A total of 13 cards? 6 minor arcana with 7, well, the major arcana, but you won't be able to, yeah. Anyway, and for the people who don't have a deck, no problem. I'll be describing the imagery on the card. You'll be able to see the pattern we're about to go through. Again, on the Mercury, when we went through the Magician, I had Tarot 360 Astrology with me. And guess who's back? What's up, Mr. Tarot?
Hello, hello.
I know this is a crazy question, but how you doing?
Who, me?
Yes.
Well, you know me, I like to meet and surpass expectations on a daily basis with the greatest of ease. And I'm doing great, wonderful, and fantastic. And thank you for welcoming me back. And I think it's a good idea that you're mentioning here about people taking a few minutes and pulling these tarot cards out of the deck and laying them out in front of them so that visually they can follow along, because a lot of people learn better with imagery in front of them, which is what you were speaking about. So great idea and recommendation for you to mention that, for them to pull them out, and then they can look at this and it might hit them a little differently, things they never thought about or didn't know about with all of this.
One last thing. You might want to get you a pen, a paper, pencil. You might, there's a few things we might go that over. You just might want to jot this down. Just saying. All right, let's begin. In all astrology and tarot, everything begins with the 4 classical elements. That is the ground floor. That's base camp, which carry gender polarities. The gender polarities are masculine and feminine. By the way, I'm not talking sexual. Feminine elements are yin and it's receptive. Masculine elements are yang and it's active. The feminine elements are earth and water. Earth is material, grounded, tangible, stable, and practical. Water, still feminine, is emotional, flowing, intuitive, adaptive, and deep. You know, some people like it deep. Masculine is fire and air. Fire is action, passion, creative, transformative, and dynamic. Air is thought, intellect, communication, detached, and rational. This is the elemental foundation that determines how energy expresses itself through everything that flows. So you really need to get a base understanding of elemental energy.
And the elements aren't necessarily moral that we're talking about. They're functional. And the elements are going to describe whether energy holds and preserves, or if it moves and questions. And when you think about that hold and preserve, you think about the feminine with the earth and water. And when you think about moving and question, you think about fire and air. The holding can be the earth with that feminine, and the preserving can be the water. And then the movement can be the fire, and the question can be the air. Because you're talking about the air with questions, with communication and logic, and that fire, which is movement, action, creation. The preservation with that water could be emotions or bonding or depth. And withholding with the earth, stability and structure. And there's going to be a distinction that becomes apparent once Venus enters into the picture with everything.
Did you say Venus with a V?
Yes, with a V. Yes.
All right. He introduced the topic, but before I speak about Venus, on the last episode, we talked about Mercury, the magician. Mercury is the messenger of God, and Mercury sits at the next to the gods. The gods, or the lights, would be the sun and the moon. The sun rules Leo. The moon rules Cancer. Mercury ruling Virgo and Gemini, the hermit and lovers. Now, if you think about it, Virgo, the hermit, sits on the side of Leo, the king, and Gemini, the lovers, sits on the side of the queen. Well, if you go in order from next to the sun, next planet would be Mercury. Next planet is Venus. Venus is a planet of desire and value, love and relationships, beauty and aesthetics. What we find pleasurable, how we harmonize with others, material comfort, and wealth. When it comes to tarot, Venus is represented by the Empress in the deck, Major Arcana 3. The numerology-wise, 3 is connected to religion, faith, and destiny. The Empress card is connected to creativity and creative energy, fertility, abundance, and fruition. She makes things happy. Supreme card of love, fertility, and family. Empress is yin energy dominant. Earth element governs this card. We are programmed at birth with religion and faith. By who? We're programmed by family, culture, and the society we are in. This programming determines which destiny we will pursue. The Empress, as Venus, isn't just about what we naturally desire. It's about what we're taught to desire. Think about that. What you desire now may not be actually what you truly, authentically desire. The faith installed in us from birth shapes everything that follows. This is why Venus later splits into two competing expressions. We inherit conflicting faiths about what matters. Comfort versus fairness. Tradition versus justice. Belonging versus being authentic. And Venus is the source, the undifferentiated energy of desire, beauty, and connection. But Venus doesn't stay unified. Venus splits.
Venus governs what we want, what we value, how we love and bond, what we find beautiful, how we relate socially, and what we pursue for comfort and pleasure. In tarot, Venus, represented by the Empress card, which you mentioned, of the major arcana, and numerologically, the number 3 is affiliated with creation, fertility, and manifestation. And it's the point where something intangible can become real. But there's a deeper layer that a lot of people overlook. And that is something that you just spoke about and touched upon. Venus doesn't just show desire, it shows conditioned desire. From birth, we're handed down belief systems about love, success, security, worth, and what a good life looks like. And as you said, those beliefs come from family, culture, and society, and in a lot of cases, religion as well. And that conditioning or programming, as some people say, quietly defines what we choose. So Venus isn't necessarily neutral because she carries inherited values. And that's why Venus splits into two conflicting expressions, which we're going to talk about.
I tell people, and this throws people off when I say it to them, but you believe what you believe because of the zip code you was born in. If you was born around some Muslim zip code, you would be a Muslim right now. If you was born in a Mormon zip code, you'll be a Mormon right now. If you was born in a Jewish zip code, you'll be a Jewish right now. Swearing to me, arguing with me, how right you are. And you only arguing how right you are because of the zip code you was born in.
Many people don't step out of their comfort zone, so they're none the wiser because that's all they know.
Did you use comfort because Venus?
I did. Yes, you caught that. You caught that, of course. You don't miss anything. We know that.
Well, tarot, we just talked about Venus splits. Splits how? It splits into its masculine expression, and it splits into its feminine expression. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.